Test 5, Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. At the electronics shop.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. As I explained to a colleague of yours over the phone before coming here, this model proved to be not what I was looking for. It's too heavy to carry around, and neither my printer nor my scanner is compatible with its operating system, so I can't connect them.
Yes, but I'm afraid we can't give you a refund. I can see from your receipt that you bought it 5 months ago. We only provide refunds within 2 months from purchase.
I'm not asking for one. I just want you to exchange this one for a more updated model. I'm prepared to pay a bit extra.
If you just be patient, I'll get the manager for you. Can I help you, madam?
Yes. As I explained to a colleague of yours over the phone before coming here, this model proved to be not what I was looking for. It's too heavy to carry around, and neither my printer nor my scanner is compatible with its operating system, so I can't connect them.
Yes, but I'm afraid we can't give you a refund. I can see from your receipt that you bought it 5 months ago. We only provide refunds within 2 months from purchase.
I'm not asking for one. I just want you to exchange this one for a more updated model. I'm prepared to pay a bit extra.
If you just be patient, I'll get the manager for you.
A cycling holiday.
So, how was your cycling holiday, Sophie?
Better than I expected. I thought I wouldn't be up to the task, but I'm so happy my fears were proven wrong. It was quite a long distance we covered, and we managed to do it in just under a week.
Sally and Frida joined you, didn't they?
Yes, it was Frida who discovered this website that organises cycling holidays and suggested we join in. It was very convenient that they'd organised everything, accommodation and food, and we only had to pay a small fee.
Was it a tough ride?
The pace was very tough. It wasn't like we could chat on the way because there was a specific distance we had to cover every day. However, in the evenings, when we could finally wind down, we had some very interesting talks. We made quite a few friends.
So, how was your cycling holiday, Sophie?
Better than I expected. I thought I wouldn't be up to the task, but I'm so happy my fears were proven wrong. It was quite a long distance we covered, and we managed to do it in just under a week.
Sally and Frida joined you, didn't they?
Yes, it was Frida who discovered this website that organises cycling holidays and suggested we join in. It was very convenient that they'd organised everything, accommodation and food, and we only had to pay a small fee.
Was it a tough ride?
The pace was very tough. It wasn't like we could chat on the way because there was a specific distance we had to cover every day. However, in the evenings, when we could finally wind down, we had some very interesting talks. We made quite a few friends.
University life.
How's life at university, Lorraine? Was everything how you expected it to be at the dorm?
Not really, Dad. I'm sharing a room with two other girls and it's rather cramped.
Weren't you supposed to have just one roommate?
That's what I'd been told, but apparently there's a shortage of accommodation. The only good thing about it is that both my roommates are really nice girls and try to keep everything tidy in our little space.
What about courses? Are they interesting?
Interesting, but difficult as well. There's a lot of studying, which can become an ordeal in the dorm, with doors banging and people shouting and laughing till the small hours.
I know that a dorm isn't the quietest place in the world, but it can be extremely entertaining. Haven't you been to any parties yet?
4, actually, and I'm only in my second week here.
How's life at university, Lorraine? Was everything how you expected it to be at the dorm?
Not really, Dad. I'm sharing a room with two other girls and it's rather cramped.
Weren't you supposed to have just one roommate?
That's what I'd been told, but apparently there's a shortage of accommodation. The only good thing about it is that both my roommates are really nice girls and try to keep everything tidy in our little space.
What about courses? Are they interesting?
Interesting, but difficult as well. There's a lot of studying, which can become an ordeal in the dorm, with doors banging and people shouting and laughing till the small hours.
I know that a dorm isn't the quietest place in the world, but it can be extremely entertaining. Haven't you been to any parties yet?
4, actually, and I'm only in my second week here.